What is up, you guys? I'm, you know, just here in my room. It's currently 1 a.m. right now, and I just received call-ins from Katie, Kevin Tetch, and Rachel. They're all so sweet for welcome, and they're just, you know, welcoming me back in anger. I'll try to post more, I swear, I promise. It's just that we had visitors today, and it was like really fun. They were old family friends, and yeah, I'm planning on doing another guess that riff, or like, I don't know if I should call it guess that riff. I guess I'll just call it name that song, if it helps. But yeah, I'm gonna do a segment on that later when it's not this late at night. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the call-ins. Go listen to them. They're all super sweet. And yeah, I'll just leave the call-ins here. Colin, take it away.
Hey, Trixie, it's Kevin. Yeah, it's Kevin now, the new Kevin. Hey, I've changed. My name is The Anchor Nation now. My new podcast where I do interviews. You're probably thinking, what happened to DJ Kevin and the touch man, or it's gone, okay? I found myself while you were gone, well, twice, kind of, because I don't think you were here for my homecoming day, August 14th, but I came back from vacation, I changed myself, and then I rechanged August 31st with my first ever interview, so thanks for coming back. I mean, I thought we lost you. I'm like, nah, I'm still hitting that favorite button. I know Trixie's coming back. David Phillips came back. He was probably wondering about you. So, July Squad forever. Although my station seems new, the relationships we've built will never change.
It is so good to hear from you. It's been, like, forever. And it's not the same without you, honestly. You were talking about your photography stuff, and I think that is so cool because I love photography. It's, like, the biggest thing that I want to do. Is to be a photographer and like travel places, and I think it is so awesome that you're getting to represent the Philippines in this contest thing. That is amazing. I'm super happy for you. So yeah, keep doing that, and I would love to hear more about that. And yeah, also, side note, one of my best friends is from the Philippines, and he was there this summer, so I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, it was awesome to hear from you.
Thank you, Rachel and Katie. Those are really, really sweet. And yeah, I'm really happy to be back at Anchor. You know, July friends, July gang. Yeah, it's really just a nice community here. Like, everyone is just so welcoming, and everyone is just, you know, super nice with everyone and so supportive. I couldn't ask for more, really. And yeah, thank you guys for being there, and thank you for being my anchor friends. You guys are really sweet, and I just want to say thank you, and I just want to say, how are you guys? And I would really like to hear from you more. Also, I just want to say that I'll try to post more here on Anchor. I swear to God, I'll do my very best. So again, Rachel and Katie, thank you. What is up, you guys? I'm back for, you know, I guess it's probably like 2 months that I've stopped using Anchor. I have been super busy, and to be honest, I have a YouTube channel now. It's crazy, but I didn't even know that I was gonna open up one or like build a YouTube channel. It just came to me. Like, one day I was like super bored and I couldn't do anything, and then I started making videos. It's crazy. Also, I've talked about, or I don't know if I've talked about it, but I have this hobby that I'm super passionate about, which is photography. And right now, I'm just super busy with all the schedules and all the people that want to do photo shoots with me. Of course, they're all free. I don't charge anybody. I just want to give out, you know, the experience of having someone to take beautiful photos of themselves and just feeling good about themselves, that they look great on photos. And I'm also doing experimental photography, where I just edit and edit for days and just try to make the picture even better, or just simply knowing the art of photography more and more. I started by film photography, and now I'm jumping into digital photography. So yeah, more on the life update. I'm going traveling next week. I think next week. Yeah, it is next week. I'm going traveling next week, and I'm gonna try and take you guys with me on this exciting trip. It's gonna be super, super awesome. I'm going back to my hometown. It's in Mindanao in the Philippines. And yeah, that's what happened so far. I'm just busy doing videos and photography and reading. I've done a lot of reading. This is no excuse for not going on Anchor, but again, that's what I've been doing for the past months. And yeah, that is it. Also, shout out to Rachel and Katie. Oh my gosh, Katie, welcome back. It's been so long. Thank you, Rachel and Katie, for all the sweet messages that you left me. And I just miss you guys. I just miss Anchor. And I just miss all the Anchor people that are here, that supported me throughout my journey here in Anchor. And so yeah, I'm just super happy to be back. So, what have I been doing with my life? Really, it's just making videos and photography, but on the side, surprise, surprise, I'm still watching TV series. That was like 2 weeks ago, I just finished watching That 70s Show, and I don't know, I was just super depressed that it was done, you know, like there's no more episodes, no new episodes to watch and stuff. I regret binge watching that whole show, and I really hated season 8 of it because Eric Foreman wasn't there, and he was kind of like, you know, my like series crush there, Topher Grace, if you have heard of him. He played Venom in Spider-Man, the old Spider-Man, where it was Tobey Maguire who played Spider-Man, not the new ones. Yeah, he was Venom there, Topher Grace. So he was Eric Foreman there, and That 70s Show, he starred with Laura Prepon, Wilmer Valderrama, Mila Kunis, Danny Masterson, and Ashton Kutcher. It was actually pretty amazing because Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, they were introduced in that show, and it was the first time that I met each other, and that's where their love blossomed. And the funny thing is, they were actually a couple in that series, and to just think now that they're actually a real life couple is amazing. And how the characters and like the different actors there's lives changed as when the TV show ended. It was just like this amazing feeling to know these characters and, you know, just experience the whole era of the 70s, even though it was that show run from 1998 to 2003. It was such an amazing experience watching it, and I'm still not over the series. I'm honestly watching it again. And I think it's just a way of me moving on from that series and just, you know, let the feelings out. Because to be honest, this is the second show that I cried a lot. Like the whole season 8, I cried all the way up to the 22nd episode, the last episode. I couldn't even imagine a world or my life or a day without watching another episode of That 70s Show. It was that good, and I felt like I was part of the group, like I was in the series. or like in the episode rather. It was such an amazing feeling, and I want to be alive in the era where it was something big, you know. Like today it was just like a forgotten TV show and it's just like all in the past, but I would just want to relive that moment where they were so significant and everyone was talking about it, unlike today that not a lot of people at my age would know that show. So yeah, so this is just another lousy me talking about a TV show segment. So yeah, what's up you guys? You know, just drop a call in if you want to. I'll be happy to take it. I'll be happy to answer questions. I'll be happy to answer anything really, or talk about anything. So yeah, I want to know how you guys are. So drop a call in. So it's currently 2:50 a.m. where I'm from, which is the Philippines, if you guys didn't know. So I'm a pretty, you know, I'm a pretty big night owl, as other people call it. I don't know why. I think I have insomnia or something, but you know, it's never new to me that I sleep around 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and wake up at 1 p.m., and that's not even healthy, but I can't help it. Like, I want to go to bed at like 8 p.m. and just wake up bright and early for the next day, ready for tomorrow, have enough energy for tomorrow, but it never ever happens. So I've been reading a lot, trying to figure out what is happening, and just basically, you know, trying to figure out things. And well, this is just my perspective and what I have learned of what my condition is. And turns out all the signs that I have that are happening to me from the past months, like the past 2 months, or actually 3 months, is depression. I don't know why. I don't know what is happening. I mean, it's the kind of depression where you shift into things at a fast pace. Like, yeah, I've been into photography for a long time, but I never really made it as serious as it is today, because I'm trying to combat my depression through photography. But I have been noticing for the past years that this has been happening to me. I get mood swings a lot. It's not because I'm bipolar or anything. I just get those instantaneously. Also, I have really weird sleeping patterns. Like, I would, you know, this is the example. I would sleep at 5 a.m., wake up at 1 p.m., or sleep at 1 p.m. and then wake up at 8 a.m. sleep at 5 p.m. and then wake up at 2 a.m. and never sleep again for 2 days. I have really weird sleeping patterns. Sometimes I sleep a lot in some place, and sometimes I don't. So that's one. My hobbies before that I really, really loved, I neglected those hobbies and just, you know, forget it and not really have interest. Right now I'm trying to come back to those hobbies. Like, I'm trying to come back to those routines that I did before. That's why I'm doing photography now. And you know what, that's why I quit Anchor for the past months. It's not because I was super busy. Well, I was this month. I am busy this month, but the last few months that I wasn't on Anchor, I guess that was the reason why. Anchor became a hobby to me. Like, it became an escape. And then, like, one day I felt like nobody was there, nobody was listening, and I don't know why I thought of it. Like, a lot of people were listening. I have anchor friends. People were responding to me. But it just felt like I was left out and I was, like, shut out from this anchor world that we have. And it's really, really weird. And anxiety kicked in, and then bad thoughts kicked in, and just, it wanted me to stop, and so I did. And to be honest, it was super weird that I even thought of that. And yeah, it was just weird for me. Like, I don't know why I thought of it. Also, I have, so those were the three symptoms. Weird sleeping patterns, neglected hobbies, and anxiety. So